Hello and welcome back. For those of you just now joining us, this is the fifth lower school open house presentation. In the first four presentations, our headmaster, Alvaro De Vicente, covered the four central aspects of our mission, namely intellectual, physical, moral, and spiritual formation. In this presentation, Alvaro will discuss a part of our school which is really not a part, but which permeates all parts of our approach, that is, freedom. This word is tossed around in many different contexts and can carry, of course, many different meanings, but here at the Heights, freedom means, above all, the ability to choose the good. We can, therefore, grow in freedom. And our education is designed to do just that, to help our boys become more free, both externally and eventually internally. Thank you again for choosing to listen in. I hope you enjoy.
We are big believers in freedom. You don't always hear that from private schools, not with private schools with a dress code, right? It seems like it would be the opposite. But actually, we're big believers in freedom. There's a misconception that we all know about where we tend to think that freedom is just the ability to choose. And that's not true, right? Freedom is the ability to make the right choice. So when your sons are really, really young, that you have to hold their hands as you walk down the sidewalk, to let them free to walk means that they can run ahead of you, they can stop, they can meander right or left a little bit. It does not mean that they go into the middle of the street and walk the double yellow line between cars. That is not freedom. That's a misuse of freedom. Right? That's when you grab them, you pull them back, and they say, no, I can't do that. That's not a choice. Right? That you know, we can call it a bad choice, but that's not what I mean by letting you walk down the sidewalk. Freedom is the ability to make the right choice. Is your son's ability when he's a little kid to let go of the hand and just run up and down, but stay in the sidewalk and get to the end of the sidewalk and wait, and they would tell him that it's safe to cross, right? That's when he's really free to walk on his own, not just when he can do whatever he wants. So what we want to do is to help you help your sons be free, right? One of the ways to look at his education at the Heights is that it's going to be a journey towards freedom, but true interior freedom. On the one hand, you can begin by protecting and directing. We want to get to guiding and letting go, right? When they're very young, we protect more, we have to, and we direct more, right? We tell exactly what they ought to do. We want to go towards a point where we no longer have to protect as much. We can let go. And we don't have to direct as much. We can just guide. Is the journey from external to internal, right? External discipline to internal discipline. At the very beginning, it's all external. Do this, brush your teeth, make your bed, get up in the morning, go to bed. Eventually, you want it to be internal discipline where he gets up when he needs to. He goes to bed when he needs to. He brushes his teeth on his own and so forth. Now, there's a risk to letting go. Right, there's always a risk to letting go. But I think it's good to distinguish the risk between a risk of failure and a risk of harm. A risk of failure is okay to take. A risk of harm has to be thought about, depending on how big the harm is, right? So you could tell your son, okay, you should make your bed in the morning, but I'm not going to, you know, hover over you. You should make it on your own. If you let him go, the risk is that he may not make his bed. That's a failure, but it's not harm. If you tell him, I'm going to let you change the electrical socket in the kitchen, because I think it's a good experience for you. Well, if you let go, it's a risk of harm, right? You actually can get electrocuted, right? So there's a difference between those two. We have to be much more willing at this stage to let him go when the only risk is failure, because then we can always come in and have a conversation about it and encourage and support and hope that they can succeed next time. We may also have to let go when there is some risk of harm, as long as it's not a great risk of harm, because otherwise there's really no learning in freedom. And that is much harder, right? And is frankly, especially much harder for mothers when there's always a risk of harm to really let go and not make sure that there is never any harm. The areas of freedom physical, academic, moral, and spiritual. I would say that it's much more important to be spiritually free than physically free. Now, you'll be better off being in jail, but spiritually free to love God and love others, than to not be in jail and be spiritually hampered from loving anybody. Right? So spiritual freedom is much more important than physical freedom. The harm of failing spiritually and morally is also more detrimental than the harm of failing physically. So if you fail in your freedom physically and you climb the wrong tree and you fall and you break an arm, that's a harm. But that is not nearly as bad as making the wrong moral choice, right? And losing your relationship with God even temporarily, right? That's even more detrimental. So, you know, the importance and the risk of failure is such that we have to protect more spiritually and morally and let go more physically. And that's perhaps the first step towards letting go physically. That's why here in the valley, they're able to play, organize their own games. They're able to climb some trees, right? They're able to do, because it's good for them to build their own forts. It's good for them to experience those freedoms by letting them go at that level, and therefore develop the habit of being able to make the right choices when those choices matter most. When deciding, right, when to let go at the moral, spiritual level, I think it's also important to separate principle from the manifestation of it. I don't think you ever let go of the principle. You let go of the manifestation. For instance, a principle will be you have to treat everyone with respect. Like, you always have to do that. No matter who the person is, you have to treat them with respect. That's a principle. A manifestation is, how do you actually do that? And the way that he's going to treat his mother is different from the way he's going to treat a peer. Right, the language as he grows that he will use towards his mother has to be different from the language towards a peer. Right, those are manifestations. So we can be more flexible with the manifestations, but inflexible with the principle. Or in the spiritual sense, right, the principle is he loves God. You love God. The manifestation, you can be more flexible. Should we pray the family rosary or shouldn't we? What if he doesn't want to when he grows up? Do I let him go or I don't let him go? That's more of a manifestation. The principle is you love God. And that's what has to be kept in mind. So there's just some ideas on freedom. It's a huge topic that you know, we can hardly give it any the merit that it has in a few minutes. Let me just conclude by saying that it's crucial in this topic how the power of example matters a lot, right? The power of example. All of us, your sons at this point, are much more likely to make the right choice, that is to use their freedom well, not by necessarily being told what to do all the time, but by being shown attractively how the right thing really makes you happy. So by having people around him, yourselves at home, here at the school, who are living a joyful life, making those choices, it's a huge incentive for them to make the same choices, right? That's the power of example. So you can't really always hammer all these things into somebody's brain, somebody's soul, but his soul, his brain is naturally created to want in those things. Once they're shown to him, as you do at home, and as we hope to do here in an attractive way, he's much more likely to make those same choices again.
Thanks for listening in. If you enjoyed Alvaro's presentation on freedom and would like to hear more, please register online for one of our many open houses. For more on the admissions process this year, please check out the admissions 2020-2021 page on our website. And lastly, please visit the Heights Forum at heightsforum.org if you would like to hear more about how the Heights forms the physical, intellectual, moral, and spiritual good of our boys.